Well, I'm kind of the same way. I know just enough to be dangerous, and I think that I think that could be actually taken literally. So, dealing with your car, some things can be dangerous, right? But yeah, I just got this work car puffing some blue smoke, and just got me scratching my head. Runs great. Always starts, always runs. But is it, does it portend something a little bit more, you know, troublesome coming down the pike? You never know. That was all. That and generators and electric and all that good stuff. It makes me think, I know you're a big fan of batteries there, Joe. I got this unit, and instead of being all one unit, this unit, like you would mount it to the wall, and then you would put as many, a bank of as many batteries as you want. It would charge those and then invert and run off those. It's kind of a large, like, installed system in that. I keep meaning to look into that and see if that thing would be worth hooking up at home, kind of like you do with the that little box you got there. If nothing else, it would work for me as a really good UPS. Right, Dakota? If you have some sort of electrical, you know, some battery, isn't that what a UPS is? An inverter that runs off batteries for a certain amount of time?
That's correct. I'm actually building one out right now for my server room. So it's going to be fed by 207-volt power, and then it goes into a, I want to say it's an inverter to charge the batteries, which I can build that bank out as big as I want, depending on how much runtime I want. And then it converts it again. Is it another inverter? I don't know. So it basically goes from 207 into the battery, and then it converts it to 110 for the servers. But, yeah, no, those things they're sweet, especially if you got the room for it, and you can run a bunch of crap off of it. The thing is, though, it depends on the battery chemistry, because if it's a lead acid, you're not going to get a whole lot of power out of it.